Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
7:51 Central African time, at that time of the morning, where we join our very own Ahmad Tariq, Councillor Ahmad Tariq, on Straight Talk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me, Ahmad, how are you doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alan and salam to all our radio listeners. Alhamdulillah. Beautiful Sunday morning. Allah has blessed us with another day. Alhamdulillah, here in Peter Marisburg, doing live from here, from Taqteed al-Quran, where I'm involved with doing some Jalsa work from this morning, from Fajr time this morning. Alhamdulillah, with your people it was. Alhamdulillah, it's been when I was driving down from Durban to Peter Marisburg, it was pouring shafaat.
Hey, how you navigate yourself through to all that rain and passing all those dams and so forth? How you do that, Ahmad? You just got a, you know, like a GPS in your brain, Ahmad.
Alhamdulillah, Allah Pak has blessed us to do deen work. We have to carry on with our deen work, Shafaat.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, who travel with you, Ahmad? Do you have company?
Normally I have, but today I came alone. I left early, about 4:15 this morning, immediately after Fajr Namaz, and I was on my way here. But it was pouring, like you couldn't even see the road. But Alhamdulillah, Allah has brought me safely here. I'm started to, I'm in charge of the full cooking for the about 1,200 to 1,500 people they're expecting here for the Taqteed al-Quran every year. I have them here. I've managed the entire cooking for the Taqteed al-Quran for the last 5-6 years. I've taken over from here. And I come and do the work for them, inshallah. And with the help of Allah, Allah bless people to do some work here.
Yeah, you're a cool operator, and Allah has already blessed you, as you say. And from A to Z, you run the whole thing. Ahmed, they're talking about Kafan Dafan. What's the latest on that front?
Shafat, alhamdulillah. You know, I'm, as you know, in January, inshallah, I will be in the UK to go and sort out the X-ray machine. And then we come back, and then we'll be able to put it down, put it together, and we'll get in the next six from next year. By next year, June, we should be getting that machine up and running, inshallah. That's our aim and object. That's where we are at the moment. Far as postmortems are concerned at the moment, they have taken additional staff just to assist in case if there's any major need for additional staff in the mortuaries. So that has been taken care of. I was speaking to the chief pathologist yesterday of KZN, Dr. Saleh, and he told me that, you know, for they have taken additional staff. There is one or two extra doctors on call in case if there is any major accident or any floodings or whatever it takes place. They have geared up. That's what how we normally work over the years. So therefore, alhamdulillah, for that is concerned, post-mortem will be done, but provided the body is there by before 5 o'clock that day, the post-mortem will be done, or else that post-mortem will be done the next day. We are expecting a lot of holiday makers in our shores here, but obviously the beaches are not open or anything like that. There is, from the municipal side of it, Metro Police, we have set up for the last 1 week major roadblocks all over the province at the moment in Durban and surrounding. We have detained a lot of people, foreign nationals who haven't got papers. They are detained. Vehicles have not been licensed. They have been put into pawn, the compound at the moment. So, you know, unroadworthy vehicles have been taken off the road. So all that is going to help to cut down accidents, Shafat.
No, absolutely, Ahmad. And I'm looking at a message in the screen here. It says, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shafaat and Ahmad Parak. Yeah, I'm living in your town of Springer Beach. Recently, we had some bodies that were thrown in Tiger Rocks. People are quiet about it. But Ahmad, this is so frightening. People are being killed and murdered, and the bodies being dumped in residential areas. What can be done about this, Ahmad? Ahmad, how do you respond to Brother then?
Shafaat, from my information, we have that bodies were actually not dumped. There was actually there was some drowning. You know, sometimes you have a drowning 5-10 kilometers away from the normal area where whatever where the person was drowned. So you might find the body with a current and everything that moved away right up to Springo Beach. It maybe happened in Treasure Beach in the bluff. and it could come right up to our shores. So there was no bodies that was dumped into our shores or anything like that. There was some drowning that took place recently, and that's the bodies that they recovered. And then in terms of what I've got information from the morgue as well, as because now it becomes a post-mortem issue where they have to do a post-mortem because they have found it in a public environment, so that body has to go for a post-mortem. And from my understanding and from the information I've got, it is some drowning. It was not being killed, and they were dumped into our sea at our Spingo Beach, being dumped at Spingo Beach.
Jazakallah khaira for that, Ahmad. That's the importance of having you on Straight Talk with Ahmad Parak. Another question here says, Ahmad Parak, I've been told that Prospector now is relatively clean with the new cameras, and all the criminals have moved out from Prospector area and now have run into Isipingo. Any truth in that, Ahmad Parak?
Shafat, what they have done with all the businesses in especially Prospector, they have formed a forum. That forum now has been put in place, especially to just look after all the Spingo Prospecting area. So all the guys, the riffraffs and everything now, because when you come and clean up an area where you got extra security, you got cameras and everything, you have put an infrastructure together. So those guys just left and they have went for more greener pastures across the road from Prospecting to Spingo Rail. This is what happened. And Spingo Rail has got a good infrastructure too, so that they will have to move away from there as well. So, you know, they're closing the gap on all these things at the moment, Shafar.
Yeah, and then another message says, Ahmed, no matter what we do, but the taxis are still bullying us in this part of the world. Every time a taxi comes into my hometown, it's hooting. No matter 4 in the morning or 6 in the evening, they keep on hooting and hooting. Why no one takes them on? Even if you tell them, they get a sadistic pleasure in hooting and disturbing us and irritating us. Ahmad, your response?
Shafat, you know, the taxi industry is run by mafias, and it's run by a mafia association. Firstly, they do not pay any taxes in terms of using our roads, and they have got a free... In fact, the taxi industry is the only industry in the country. They don't have any obligation in terms of paying road levies or anything. The only big plus factor, if they stop putting fuel in the taxis, we will come to a standstill because we won't be able to collect the funds that the fuel funds that is generated through the taxi industry. That is the only thing that we benefit, the government benefit. Other than that, they don't pay taxes, they're not compliant. So therefore, at the moment, there is a legislation before Parliament as well, and they are looking how to regularize the taxi industry, where they will say, you know, you have your area, the association got the area, that's the area you will be functioning in, this is what you can do and that's what you cannot do. So this is where they're looking at it at the moment, to regularize the industry and where they will be able to pay taxes. You know, Shafat, most importantly, I see China is supporting the Palestinian issue for 1967. That is a big, big plus factor. Now we will be in the right direction, because if the Chinese are prepared to assist, now the superpower, one of the superpower, has now opened his eyes and to see where the atrocity that is taking place in Palestine, how they're killing our women and children there now, and that is a big plus factor. This is a big plus factor for the Muslim community all over the world if China assists the Palestinians, because the Muslim countries are not prepared to assist. The support now the Chinese are prepared to give to the Palestinians, it's a big plus factor. The second one is the Bangladesh Prime Minister, the boycott there, that is going to be an ongoing thing for the next year or so. So that is a big, major problem that they're going to be faced with. Then lastly, Shafat, the time frame for Ramaphosa in terms of load sharing, he cannot do anything. And, you know, to be honest, this load sharing is going to be here for the next 5 to 10 years, and there's nothing is going to happen because he cannot do anything, because now he's putting the buck onto to say that they've been sabotaging the thing. Yes, to a certain degree, but this was There's not major sabotaging is now because you're not doing anything. That's why they're sabotaging it. For the last 20 years, they did absolutely nothing to Eskom to bring the grid up to date, to service it and bring it to the level to a first class level. They didn't do anything. So that's where the major problem is, Shamar.
Ahmed, I like your observations there, and you talk about, he's talking about, sabotaging, talking about mafia. I mean, what a bigger mafia he is. All those pala. I was at one shopping center, and there was this one guy that was heavily intoxicated, and he's kept on screaming, pala. I said, brother, you should be ashamed. You scream pala. The man stole from you, and you still make pala, and you're celebrating it. But Ahmed, honestly, I mean, he's like the kettle calling the pot black. Your response?
100%. Shafat, you know, this pala issue, you cannot have $580,000. What is he doing in your house? You are selling those buffaloes to international world, and you're supposed to be the leader of this country, the first man to lead us. And we all, the whole country was rallying behind him to say at least he will try and fix the problem in South Africa. In fact, we are going backwards, and I don't even think next week or the week after that where the conference is going to take place. Yes, he's a mafia, but you know, if he doesn't get the Stellenbosch assistance, and I don't think he will be able to make it there because you know he's got stiff opposition. But you know, money talks today in this game, Shabbat.
Well, absolutely. And you talk about the Stellenbosch mafia and those are people from that end. They still have a very stronghold in this country. And they also investing heavily in Zimbabwe, Ahmed.
That's what they are doing at the moment because they, you know, they have to diverse from here because they don't see that because of the uncertainty in our country, nobody wants to, yet money is coming into the country. But then Ramaphosa has got a lot to think about because he's been borrowing left, right and center for this country to keep it afloat because there is no money here. How is he going to pay back? You know, our debt internationally is in a couple of billions. How is he going to service that? I cannot understand. If you take our city, Itigwini, we got 4.5 billion in investment. From an investment of about 32 billion to only 4.5, what we have got left now. And we're sitting on almost 700 million rand in overdraft. So, and yeah, you're giving the money at 6% on investment and you're paying an interest of just under 10% with the bank. It doesn't make sense. This is the problem that we face with.
Absolutely. Kasim says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Paddock and Bruce Chef. I really enjoyed the segment. Keep it up. I want to ask Ahmed Paddock, the amount of donation that this President Cyril Ramaphosa got from the Arabs, from the Americans, from the World Bank, and also from the pharmaceuticals. He's pretty comfortable, but he's so greedy that he'll grab anything and everything. When will he be brought to book? Because this man is literally a danger to this country. Nay, he's a danger to South Africa. He's also someone that can never be trusted. Please, Ahmed, get your man, Herman Mashaba, to put this all in jail. How do you respond to Kasim there?
Herman Mashaba was on national television and saying that, you know what, he cannot trust anybody from the ruling party because they say one thing in the morning, in the afternoon, they are saying another thing. We are saying very, very simple. Action SA have always made a statement that, you know what, all these guys who are taking money from our coffers need to go behind bars and they need to recover those money because that money is being stashed away everywhere. That money need to come back to the coffers to bring our rates and taxes down to start making this country work and stand on its own feet, Shabbat.
Abdul says, I'll always like Ahmed Paddock and I always treasure his words. He's someone that, inshallah, I will really support for the rest of my life. But I want to tell Ahmed, what is it about this country that you find that they always are backing the ANC? I'm talking about a Muslim party that has a very few seats, but they have sold the soul to the devil. You know who I'm talking about, Ahmed. Why are they in cahoots and why are they doing the bidding on behalf of a government that is selling its soul to the shaitan. Ahmad, how do you respond Shabbat. To Abdul there?
Shabbat, Abdul, very, very good question that you have posed now. Even in our city, when we got on the 1st of November, when we got into the municipality, there was a block form, and we were not part of the block yet because we want to fight the ruling party and we want them out so that we can give service delivery. Now, what happens? So in national government and province as well, they have blocks. They select all these guys, they bring them on to their side. So they will offer you one seat in EXCO. Yeah, we will do this for you. We'll make it easy for you. That when they get an EXCO seat, now EXCO seat meaning a normal councillor gets about 38 grand, and after deduction, he's getting about 20 grand. But an EXCO seat, you get just under 100 grand, about 85, to just under 100 grand. So you get a much better seat, and there where you got a bigger voice than a normal council seat. So that is the problem, that when it comes to bloc, the smaller parties, they form this coalition bloc, what you call, and then they go and sell ourselves, our especially Muslim parties and our Muslim, yeah, even in our council too. They sold us because end of the day, what they did, they formed the bloc and they supported the ANC. They said, no, we rather go with the ruling party because the smaller guys, smaller, the ANC, I mean the EFF, the DA, Action SA, IFP will not be able to make up the numbers to fight the majority government. It's not that. If we all get together, the smaller parties, then we'll be able to do something and take them out. And in most metros, they've got a coalition government. And wherever a coalition, at least you've got a better chance of getting things done than where the ruling party is there, is doing nothing for us. They're only looting. They're only interested in how they can get money out of from the coffers of the city.
Looking at this question here, says, Assalamu alaikum, Shafaat, Ahmad Parak, and the listeners of Marcus Sahaba. This show is simply the best. I must ask Ahmad, what is happening? The rain's coming and I got gabrat. I'm afraid that we will have more and more blackouts and all the pipes will be falling and getting wet and cracking again. Please, Ahmad, give us some reassurance. I'm so much in parashani. Ahmad, how do you respond to this, brother? Yeah.
Shafaat. Firstly, that brother mustn't be in Parashtan because Tawakkal Allah, if you got full yakin in Allah, nothing will happen. Keep and make namaz and make dua. That's what I'm saying. Secondly, most importantly, after the 2020, the floods, early part of the year from the 12th of April, we had major. We have mainly, if you're driving through to Spingo, the North Coast, where the major damage took place, yes, we are still working on some of them, but most of them we started clearing up. If you see, things are starting to happen now, and the drainage system is starting to work. Things are happening. Now, because of the 12th of April, you saw it damage a total infrastructure. So it will take us another year, maybe 18 months, to get it up and running properly because there's no funds at the moment. So that is the problem. So everything was wiped off, but the things are starting to look better. But make dua, inshallah, Allah make it easy. There is like what happened in Joburg, in Gauteng at the moment with all the floods. You know, floods will come. In fact, this is Allah's rahmat. Things come and it will happen. But you have to take precaution and do whatever you have to do and assist the community. That's the only thing we can do, Shafaat.
This question says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmad. My name is Rafiq. I know you very well. What will we do with these people that are sabotaging all our waterworks and our electricity? They are getting away scot-free. And plus, I believe each Ukrainian municipality has got big bonuses waiting for this chore. Is it true, Ahmad?
Ahmad? Shafaat, there was the meeting was called off on Tuesday because of there was a major problem in the council because of the EFF wanted the mayor out completely. So, after negotiation and everything else, we calmed everything down it cost us on that Tuesday R500,000 just only for the venue and food and everything to host that last council meeting. The council meeting is going to take place on Tuesday. Yes, there was bonuses being offered. Nothing has been sanctioned yet because it has to come before the full council to make sure they want improvement bonuses. They want bonuses that where we don't have money, we cannot give bonuses because we need money to give first fix infrastructure. So there is a problem there. And there is the element of people are sabotaging our infrastructure. Yes, there's a lot of people that are behind bars at the moment, and there's a lot of them have already been suspended. So the things are taking shape at the moment in terms of putting the people behind bars who are doing the damages at the moment.
This message says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Tarek. Come this morning and see the tamasha in the Durban beachfront. There are so many people already drunk, and you won't believe it, Ahmed. They're still defecating on the pavements, and they are screaming and shouting. What is going on? We're putting cameras, we're talking about security, but it seems even those people that are law enforcement are enjoying the drop, and they're acting like terrible human beings. Please, Ahmed, the advice.
Shafar, these people that are coming, they stay overnight in taxis and everything in our beachfront and all that. There is Metro Police, he's been put in place there. The South African Police Force is also put in place there, especially to clean up the whole beachfront because of the tourists that are coming through from mainly Gauteng. They come through to our shores. But there's nothing can be done at the moment because we are shortfall. We have got a massive shortfall with personnel at the moment. So sometimes, you know, when there is shift change and all that, you have this problem. But there is cameras are there. There is they have put in place, especially a task force just to look after the beachfront, Shafat.
Looking at a message here, it says, Assalamu alaikum, my brother Shafat, Ahmed Tarek, and the listeners of Amalka Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Must compliment this program. Definitely has caught the imagination, not only of South Africans, but of people around the world. I'm presently employed in the Itikweni. I wouldn't give my name, but I'll tell you, there's so much of Zulum on me as an Indian. I can't believe what I go through. Sometimes I just say, Ya Allah, have mercy on us Indians. We're being throttled. You're literally throttled. And we've been told to ship out because they want to bring in their chommies who are very incompetent and who are adding to the misery that this municipality is going through. Ahmed, please, Mirabai, get like-minded people like yourself to come and check us out too. Come and talk to us because we are really feeling very, very depressed. Ahmed, how do you respond to this brother here?
Shafat, that brother need to just hang himself there. Do not move from that department or leave that position of his. Yes, we understand there is a problem at the council. They are going to bring their own guide in for their positions and everything else. We are aware of that, but they're looking at it at from a very, very serious light in this year. That you know what. Our top personnel and the top guys leaving the council and the major departments in the council, leaving them and going to others, leaving the job there because they've been shifted out by an element that don't want Indians in the council and various government departments, not only in the Itikweni municipality, in various government departments. And then you'll see what happened to Ravi Pillay. He was an MEC for infrastructure in the province. He was moved out from that department. So, you know, things happen in this thing because they know that when you start looking at things and you start asking information, they will move you out because they know they want to get into trouble. So there is an underground system that we have been put in council especially to look into all these things at the moment. And we know where the problem is. And in fact, therefore, we're just waiting for 2024 election coming through. And all this thing will be weeded out. And inshallah, people just need to hang in there.
I like your optimism there, Ahmed. Full marks to you. What about Sishle Zikalala? He's making a big comeback. Hey, Ravi Pillay's right-hand man, Ahmed.
He's actually, at the moment, he's actually assisting Ravi Pillay as a special advisor. The ANC is in a very catch 22 at the moment, because the problem is there's a big friction within the party at the moment, and if that cannot be resolved, and it will make it better for all the other opposition parties to get. This is an opportunity for us to start mobilizing ourselves and going out in the ground and let the people know what is happening in council, what is happening in government, and then educate them, and then we will have a much better government in coming 2024.
This message says, Ahmad, we really love your contribution, and you really are calling a spade a spade. But what about disruption politics? We have people like the ANC really causing problems with us. Every time they go into parliament, there's disruption. They come into Itikweni, there's disruption. What is with these people? Please talk to us, Ahmad.
Shafat, sometimes disruption is good for the service delivery. You have to then voice your opinion. And like what happened on Tuesday, the DA walked out completely and he brought them down to his knees. Now they must realize that we are meaning business. We want what we want. If the mayor can't do his work, he must go. If the deputy mayor can't do his job, he must go. City manager can't do his job, they must go. Get people who are interested in serving the community, serving the city, and making it better for the community.
Ahmad, the big question to pose here is, why is the mayor and the deputy mayor not seeing eye to eye? Aren't they from the same party?
The reason is, Shafat, that you know, when the deputy mayor is doing the job in getting the infrastructure and everything sorted out, he's come from a construction business of his own before he joined the council. He knows the infrastructure, what is needed, and he's the one that got the Tongat plant up and running. At least we should have been waiting for 2023, because March 2023, he got it up and running now. Although we might not have 100% capacity of water, but he brought it up to 80% where you had no water. And now water is coming into your taps in Tongat and everywhere else. So he, from one car plant where we only had one manufacturing car plant in the city, now he made it into two. They are working day and night, fixing up potholes, fixing up the roads. So when you start seeing the good that is coming out from the deputy mayor, the mayor cannot see that this man is doing the work and he's getting all the credit and the mayor is not getting the credit. That's where the problem, the friction has started now.
Christian here from Kalu, he says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmad. My children are well off and they have got lovely jobs. But with load shedding, I can sense that they are very, very, very skeptical that they will lose their job. And I told them, don't worry, my babies. Come back home. Daddy has everything for you. Please, Ahmad, tell all those boys and girls that are fearing job losses that Allah is with them. And I like earlier on where you said, Himmat Naharo. You're a good man, Ahmad. And I know when my babies come home, I can always talk to you. Ahmad, how do you respond to Kalu there?
Shafat, we as Muslim, we must have one yaqeen. Only in Allah. You know, when the Battle of Badr, only with 333 brave soldiers, with how many thousand, how we won that fight? Because we had yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever happened will happen with the will of Allah. And if you have that yaqeen, Rozi Rizq is written for you, you will get that. And nothing will happen. And in fact, this city and this province, we are blessed, Shafat, compared to anywhere else in the world or any other province. You will see what we're getting here in this city, you won't get it anywhere else. And I'm telling you, yesterday I was reading a clip that 12-year-old child is digging a cupboard. When they in that area, they got like 12,000 people, only 5 or 6 of them came to clean that cemetery in Gauteng. Now, that is a thing that, you know what, we are moving backwards instead of coming forward. Guys need to come forward and say, you know what, we are there. We got ulums, we got Darul Ulums, we got masjid, we got madrasas, we got burial service, we got ambulance service, we got everything. Allah has blessed us. We, instead of going forward with everything and increasing it and giving our community. We don't need to depend on the government for anything. You got water you need, you put a borehole. You want light, you put your own solar. We don't have to depend on anybody. We depend on Allah only, and everything else will come in place, Shafat.
Yeah, you said it very eloquently. Once there was a battle there in Badr, 313 Sahabas took on the might and the pride of the Arabian Peninsula. And what happened? Allahu Akbar. And as Ahmad said, Yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Christian says, beautiful show indeed, Brother Shafaat. Please tell Ahmad Parak that he should conscientize all parents to be open-minded and to live in this country with an open heart. Many of us are chasing people away from the deen of Islam. Look at you, Ahmad. I believe you'll be feeding all the people in the mortuary, but you're making it as a dawah tool, because I say, Ma Suleiman is giving a chow. Ahmad?
Shafat, you know, I know there's a very close friend of mine. His name is Kasim Malani. And I think you know him as well. You met him last week, Saturday as well. Now, Kasim Malani is going and feeding the Jondors or the informal settlement in the beachfront in Dalton. Every single day he goes and feed these people. You know, when they join the line, when they see you on the road, they'll say, Ya ilaha illallah. Everyone that is in the line collecting the meal, first thing he would walk there, he says, say, La ilaha illallah. Everyone will say that, and what a feeling that, you know, I went once or twice with him, and I saw for myself, Shafat, you know, I see things like that. I said, you know, from the hundreds of people that he's feeding, maybe it was 200-300 people there, and he's feeding, from that, Ya ilaha illallah, how many people must be saying, what's this La ilaha illallah, and they have accepted, they want to know more about our deen, and that's where our deen is supposed to be. We have to start going out there and talking to the people on the ground. Say, you know what? Come to our fold. They see how we conduct our affairs, and they will see. You know, in the looting time, there was no bread and milk. When we were getting bread and milk from Kauteng with the horse and trailer, super links were coming every day. I was helping them to coordinate those super links coming. And we were giving to all the community and people that you know, well-to-do, that Mercedes Benz, and they had Land Rovers, Land Cruisers, and all. When they came to the masjid and they said, you know what, my brother, my vehicle is worth 1.2 million, but I'm picking 2 milk and 2 bread from you. You know what this gesture that the Muslim have got, we don't have, Shafat.
Yeah, I remember you came to the fore there, and you and Razak Musa and all that, alhamdulillah, really the winners of that time. And the barakah flows with you, Ahmad. Perhaps your parting words this morning?
Shafat, I still maintain, you know, in this country, in this province, there's so much of hope. You know, we got everything here. We must just have full yakin in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll make it a success. After 2024, things will start getting better, and you know, there will be more job creation, there will be a lot of things. Rosie is written for you, you will get somehow the Allah will never make you sleep empty stomach, Shafat.
Alhamdulillah, Ahmad, and you have a beautiful, lovely day ahead. And by the way, what's the menu there in your pot? What are you cooking?
What we got for this Jalsa here today at Taqeed al-Quran in Peter Maris workshop, you can come away if you got time. We got jardo on the sweet, then we got dal rice and aloo fry, Shafat.
Hey, I tell you, that will make for a lovely, easy digestion this weather, Ahmad. You have a beautiful, lovely day ahead. Always a pleasure having you, and we'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.